Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in God's Word in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9. Joshua chapter 1. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day that we honor veterans, and thank you for the opportunity for us to pray for those in the military and all the branches of the armed forces. Thank you for all those that have sacrificed in so many ways for their nation. Lord, pour out your grace and mercy and spirit mightily upon all the people that are in all the branches of the armed forces, Lord. Flood them with your spirit, mercy, and grace, and anoint them with your joy today in a special way, Lord, and stir us as a church to be much more wise and fruitful in the way we pray for those in the armed forces and pray for those that have served in the armed forces as well. Thank you for them all. Flood their day with a greater portion of joy, peace, and encouragement mightily on this day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us as well.
Father, we are thankful for our veterans. We're thankful for the way you've used them over the years to shield this nation, to protect this nation. So we just pray your blessings on them today. We thank you for their families who have sacrificed so much, who some are sacrificing right now. And we pray for our veterans who've been injured in the war, whether it's physical injuries or other injuries. Father, we pray you'll be with them and be with their family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And we're continuing to remind and encourage you to be mindful of a couple important campaigns we have going on here at American Family Radio. Engage Magazine is once again teaming up with the Ministry Global Outreach International for this year's Orange Letter Campaign. Each year, we give AFR listeners the chance to send letters to persecuted Christians and missionaries in different parts of the world. And so far, we've delivered letters to the nations of Egypt, Syria, North Korea, and Nigeria. This year, listeners are able to send letters to people that are on the mission field in different countries around the world, and these letters will be sent. These letters will be sent with Christmas cards to missionaries that are away from home and family during the Christmas season. And this year, we want to shed light on how COVID has affected missionaries in many ways. Some were back in the U.S. to raise funds and became separated from their mission fields, and some became trapped in the countries where they minister in. And some are losing funding, and some may have had to leave their mission fields as well. So we want to encourage you to take time to send letters of encouragement and prayer to missionaries around the globe, and we're asking you to keep it at 200 words or less. The letters can be emailed to orange@afa.net. Again, that's orange@afa.net. And the deadline for letters is November 20th. Hope that you will get involved. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Today, we're wanting to honor our veterans and encourage them for the work that they've done in service to our nation. Persons that have served in the armed forces or are presently serving in the armed forces as well. Father, thank you once again for all of our veterans, all of those serving in the different branches of our armed forces. Father, raise up more intercessors that will pray much for them. Flood them with a greater portion of your Spirit, mercy, and grace. And Father, thank you for them as a group, as a whole. Father, send forth many more laborers amongst them who will share the gospel so that they would come to be saved and come to know Christ and begin to grow up and grow strong in their faith as well. Send out laborers who will help really disciple them to become vibrant disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they too can shine for Jesus as they serve in the armed forces. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. You know, if you've been listening over a long period of time to the Hour of Intercession, you know that we really encourage believers to make it their goal to pray Psalm 91 every single day. Well, keep in mind, Psalm 91 is also known as the Soldier Psalm, and for good reason. It's been a tool that many a soldier have used as they prepare to go into battle, or as they've just done the work that they've been called to do as persons in the armed forces. So this time we're going to take time to read Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Again, verses 1 through 16, all of Psalm 91. Now we're going to take time specifically to pray Psalm 91 in just a few moments, but I want to remind you why this psalm is known as the Soldier Psalm, but also not only is it known as the Soldier Psalm, it's a psalm for every believer all over the world, and we're wise to take and pray this psalm every single day of our lives. In a perilous world where perils such as disease and the flu and the coronavirus and lots of other diseases are at work, and lots of people are very, very fearful in the world where so many things are going on, a question many people may want to ask, where can people go to be saved? And obviously, when soldiers find themselves in harm's way, then many a day it helps to have some place of refuge and strength for protection and grace. Well, again, God in His Word did provide us with a powerful weapon for divine protection. This weapon is found in the Word of God, and it's the psalm that I just shared, Psalm 91. If believers will be wise enough to choose to pray Psalm 91 every single day and or to speak the promises of Psalm 91 every day, the Lord has given us this as a wonderful tool and weapon for divine protection. So again, I want to take time specifically now to pray Psalm 91, and I want to share with every single listener, we want to encourage you to email us. Please email us here at jparker@afa.net so you can get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer. But also, for every single listener, I want to encourage you to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer and email it to someone in the armed forces that you know, or a veteran. Email, just think of all the veterans or persons in the armed forces now that you know. Email it or somehow or another get them a copy, because it's a wonderful tool and weapon for divine protection. Let's pray Psalm 91. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, nor does any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, as we continue to share this wonderful and powerful tool for a weapon for divine protection. Again, we're encouraging every single listener, get a copy. Email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Get a copy, pray it daily over yourself and over your family, but also forward it, email it to all the veterans and all the persons in the armed forces that you may know, because again, it's a powerful tool and a great gift to entrust them, especially those that you know will or have to be in harm's way in the near future that may be serving in foreign fields or in dangerous places as they serve their nation. Hope you'll take time to do that. Once again, that email is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to get that to you. We're coming up on a break in just a few moments, but on the other side of the break, we're going to be sharing some stories from a couple books written by, many of you may be familiar with the author, Peggy Joyce Ruth. One of the books is entitled Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection, and subtitled, And What This Psalm Means for You and Those You Love. And we'll be sharing some stories from veterans and persons in the armed forces, miraculous stories of how God protected them during difficult times. And the second book that's left, that we'll be drawing from as well, it's a sister book. It too is entitled Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. And it further shares additional stories from veterans and persons in the armed forces who share powerful, powerful stories that many of which took place during times of war. And keep in mind, even if you haven't served in the armed forces, every believer would be wise to use it. But especially some of the stories that you'll hear, you'll find are miraculous stories that will encourage your faith and encourage you to realize it's just wise for any and every believer, anywhere they may find themselves to be in this world, to take time to pray this psalm absolutely every single day. And parents, I would encourage you to teach and to help your children memorize this prayer and teach them to pray it every day as well, because just as we adults can use this prayer to trust God for divine protection, children can do that as well. So hope that you'll do just that. Once again, the email to get a copy of the prayer, jparker@afa.net. We'll be right back to share stories in honor of our U.S. veterans. We'll be right back.
Is it so crazy to believe that you gave me the stars, put them out of my reach?
the sweet spot. Sure shot, trading it all for the plans you got. Is this so crazy to believe that you gave me the stars, put them out of my reach? Call me the waters a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. Yeah, you keep on making me see it's way beyond me. It's way beyond me. Yeah, it's out of my league. It's way beyond me. It's way beyond me. You take me to the place where I know I need you. Straight to the depths that I can't.
Music of Toby Mac. Beyond Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're seeking to honor our veterans, and we're sharing excerpts from a book written by Peggy Joyce Ruth and her daughter Angelia Ruth Shum. The book is entitled Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection and What This Psalm Means for You and Those You Love. This first one is taken from near the beginning of the book. A very short excerpt entitled The Power of Psalm 91. When a Pennsylvania lieutenant was accidentally discovered by the enemy while attempting to carry out a very important overseas mission, he immediately placed himself in the hands of God. But all he could get out of his mouth was, "Lord, it's up to you now." Before he had a chance to defend himself, the enemy shot point blank, striking him in the chest and knocking him flat on his back. Thinking he was dead, his buddy grabbed the carbine out of his hands, paired it up with his own, and began blasting away with both guns. When his friend finished, not one enemy was left. Later, the lieutenant's sister in Pennsylvania got a letter relating this amazing story. The force of that bullet in the chest had only stunned her brother. Without thinking, he reached for the wound, but instead he felt his Bible in his pocket. Pulling out the Bible, he found an ugly hole in the cover of the Bible. The Bible he carried had shielded his heart. The bullet had ripped through Genesis, Exodus, and had kept going through book after book, stopping in the middle of the 91st Psalm, pointing like a finger at a verse, specifically verse 7, which says, "A thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." The lieutenant exclaimed, "I did not know such a verse was in the Bible, but precious God, I thank you for it." He did not realize this protection psalm even existed until the Lord supernaturally revealed it to him. Maybe your protection may not manifest itself as dramatically as it did with this Army lieutenant, but your promise is just as reliable. Again, this book helps to demonstrate the power of Psalm 91 to literally save your life. Again, we're sharing excerpts from the book, Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection, written by Peggy Joyce Ruth and her daughter, Angie Shum. Here's a story now. It's entitled, The Miracle of Seadrift, Texas. Not one of their soldiers died in the war. In the first section, as the story shares, it's entitled The McCown Brothers. One of my most memorable and exciting experiences was when I recently had the privilege of speaking to some of the residents of Seadrift, Texas, and hearing them tell stories of God's magnificent protection over their soldiers during World War II. This is their story of the boys who went off to war and the families who stayed behind to pray for their safety. Joe Fred Coward, along with Hollis and Gerald McCown, said that they experienced miraculous protection during World War II, and they knew why. There was a group of mothers and friends in their hometown of Seadrift, Texas, who were fervently praying for their safety. Coward and the McCown brothers were among 52 soldiers whose photos were placed in a large picture frame at a church and prayed over daily until they returned. Everyone I interviewed was still excited to tell me all 52 came home. It was the Psalm 91 promise of protection that the prayer warriors prayed over those young men who were daily putting themselves in harm's way to protect their country. One of the intercessors said that God had them literally bombard heaven. And one by one, every Seadrift soldier returned safely from the battlefields of Europe, the South Pacific, and the Far East, in spite of the fact that hundreds of thousands of American lives were lost on those foreign battlefronts. I spoke with Laura Weaver, who was one of the faithful intercessors. Even though she has enjoyed many years on this earth and her hearing is not what it used to be, she still remembers with joy the faith they experienced in knowing that God was going to answer their prayers as they stood on the 91st Psalm. She said, "We read the passage every time we met. It promises God gives his angels charge over us. God is awesome." Mary Wilson Neal was another of the intercessors who said that some 20 women attended those prayer meetings every day. You can imagine the impression it made on the people in Seadrift when every one of the young men in their hometown came home from the war. Fanny Maud Granny McCowan was quite a prayer warrior, known as a five-star mother for having all five sons in World War II. She could often be heard crying out through tears as she prayed out loud in the smokehouse for the protection of her boys. Scattered throughout the world, these young men blessed practically every branch of the service. Glenn McCown was in the Army and fought in the Pacific arena. Danger faced him every day of the war as he had the perilous job of going into caves throughout the islands looking for Japanese soldiers. Eugene McCown served in the Navy in the South Pacific and was a constant target while operating landing crafts to lay down ground troops. Milton actively served in the Navy as well throughout the war. Another of Fanny McCown's sons, Gerald, joined the Air Force and fought in Europe. He was sent overseas in the largest convoy to ever cross the Atlantic Ocean, and they were faced to travel in total blackout at night to be undetected by the enemy. The night before D-Day, he saw General Eisenhower talking to pilots and wishing them good luck. He pointed to Eisenhower and told his buddies, "Something big is going to be happening tomorrow. Wait and see." That something big was the Normandy invasion. Within less than 24 hours of seeing the general, he was flying over the English Channel, and he remembers, "I had never seen as many ships and planes in all of my life. They literally covered the waters and the sky." Gerald also remembers vividly how a friend he met after arriving in Europe was fearful of what the next day would bring. Sure enough, his friend's plane was hit, and the concussion from the explosion was so bad that it threw Gerald's plane up, and dirt actually came through the cracks in the floorboard. What a difference it might have made if that young man had had a praying church back home. During those perilous times, Gerald McCown experienced the protective hand of God on numerous occasions. Some of his vivid memories were of the times he helped drop supplies from an airplane to ground troops in England and France as he stood on top of a thick steel plate to avoid the bullets that came up through the bottom of the plane. Gerald said they would often fly behind enemy lines and drop supplies and food to General Patton and his ground troops to help keep them moving as rapidly as possible across Europe to stop the Nazi advancement. Hollis McCown, another of Fanny's sons, is still living to tell how he never left the States, but he knew his job of servicing the planes to keep them in optimum shape for our flyers and refueling them for their important missions was a vital link in the success of the war. Her sixth son entered World War II after the declaration was signed, then later fought again in the Korean War. What a heritage Fanny Maud McCown and her family have left for their descendants. Joe Fred Coward, stationed in the Philippines, remembered barely escaping death when, as he drove an open army truck, he felt something whiz by his head, so close that he said his hair turned up. Coward is still living and continues to thank God for the divine protection he knew he had received on an almost daily basis. Gratefully, he said, "I felt privileged to have been raised in a church that believed the word and in the power of prayer." The incredible story of God's protection didn't end with World War II. Gerald's grandson, Sergeant Leslie King, served in Iraq. King has not only carried on the legacy of his grandfather and uncles, but the church in Seadrift has also continued in the famous heritage left to them. One day, Sergeant King called his mother to say that something was not right. He didn't feel the shield of protection anymore for his men, and he knew something was badly amiss. It was at that time that the family noticed all the military pictures were gone from the bulletin board. They had been taken down because the actual war was considered to be over. Little did anyone know the battles yet to be fought. After bringing this to the attention of the pastor, the photos were put back. Interestingly, without knowing that his picture had been removed and subsequently put back on display, Sergeant King wrote home again to say that his peace and security had returned. They didn't lose any more men, and the troubles had begun to subside. The family knew that it was no coincidence that the deaths and trouble occurred within the three-week period when the photos were out of sight. Even though the troops were being prayed for, there was something about corporate prayer from an entire church with the pictures displayed so the intercessors had visual contact when they prayed. That made a big difference. What a powerful tool prayer is. Praise God. Now we're going to share a chapter entitled Captain Nick Catechus, Army Transport Unit Miracle, Iraq, by Kay Gibson. Again, from the book Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection. About a year ago, I met this Army mom, Judith Cook, who was helping her son's unit, the 15th Transportation Unit from Fort Sill, Oklahoma, get ready to deploy to Iraq 3 days after Christmas 2004. Judith's son, Nick, is a captain of the Army Transport Unit with 150 soldiers in this unit. The commander's wife contacted Judith and told her his group delivers supplies on the road between the Baghdad Airport and Abu Ghraib. Therefore, they were expecting extremely high casualties. She was wondering if Judith would start making a quilted banner with a gold star in memory of each soldier they expected to be killed in action or severely injured. Judith asked what sort of casualty rate they were expecting. She was told 50-75%. On the internet, Judith found some camouflage bandanas with the 91st Psalm printed on them. The 91st Psalm is considered the Psalm of Protection for our troops. Judith hand-delivered these bandanas to the soldiers in this unit and made them promise to say this prayer every day before their missions. Every day, both the officers and soldiers would say this psalm together. During the deployment, Nick's unit was attacked on an almost daily basis with IEDs and mortars as well as snipers. There were countless stories of mortars that never detonated, mortars that exploded nearby, but no shrapnel injuries to Nick's group, no ambushes on their Humvees, and no injuries. I have a picture of a bullet hole through the window of Nick's Humvee. It missed him, his driver, and the mortar man by an inch. In another incident, several of Nick's men were in the mess hall when a mortar exploded less than 20 feet away. Shrapnel was all around, yet none of the soldiers were injured. There was an attack on the Army building where the soldiers sleep, and three of these buildings were damaged, but the mortar that landed on top of Nick's building was a dud. Several of Nick's men were in a PX near Baghdad when it was attacked. Everyone in the PX was injured, except Nick's men. I received the following email from Nick. We got hit again really bad, night before last in three separate engagements. We received small arms fire on the first two, and another explosive on the third. I've attached a photo of the vehicle that took most of the blast. Remarkably, other than a possible concussion and some ringing ears, no one was hurt seriously. This armor we have is really good stuff. Unfortunately, we've had the chance to try it out on more than one occasion, but at least we know it was good stuff. We had a mortar attack also on the same day. One of the guys was outside working and heard a really loud noise and had rocks thrown on him. He looked over and saw an unexploded mortar lying on the gravel about 8 to 10 feet from him. Needless to say, he took off running. If you are praying for us, it must be working. That's the only explanation of how no one has been seriously injured yet. Nick, 72305. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're sharing excerpts from the book, Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection by Peggy Joyce Ruth. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my
of Michael W. Smith, Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're honoring our veterans and sharing stories specifically from a couple books written by Peggy Joyce Ruth, Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection, and Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. And we, before we get back to the book, I'm sharing a passage from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. And just a reminder to every single believer, you know, one of the powerful truths that can be drawn out of listening to stories of veterans and stories of wartime miracles is all of life really is spiritual warfare. And the best equipped people in all the world are believers who understand that we're spiritual warriors and believers who know how to take the sword of the Spirit, which is our most powerful weapon in the universe, and put it to work. Hope that you're learning and being encouraged as you hear some of these testimonies of soldiers as we're seeking to honor veterans for Veterans Day and sharing stories of encouragement and testimony about them. We continue now finishing the story that we were sharing, backing up just a little bit. In another incident, several of Nick's men were in the mess hall when a mortar exploded less than 20 feet away. Shrapnel was all around, yet none of the soldiers were injured. There was an attack on the army buildings where the soldiers sleep, and three of the buildings were damaged, but the mortar that landed on top of Nick's building was a dud. Several of Nick's men were in a PX near Baghdad when it was attacked. Everyone in the PX was injured except Nick's men. I received the following email from Nick. We got hit again really bad night before last in three separate engagements. We received small arms fire on the first two and another explosive on the third. I've attached a photo of the vehicle that took most of the blast. Remarkably, other than a possible concussion and some ringing ears, no one was hurt seriously. This armor we have is really good stuff. Unfortunately, we've had the chance to try it out on more than one occasion, but at least we know it is good stuff. We had a mortar attack also on the same day. One of the guys was outside working and heard a really loud noise and had rocks thrown on him. He looked over and saw an unexploded mortar lying on the gravel about 8 to 10 feet from him. Needless to say, he took off running. If you are praying for us, it must be working. That's the only explanation of how no one has been seriously injured yet. Again, Nick, July 23rd, 2005. Day after day, these soldiers gathered to pray this psalm together. In December 2005, after almost a year in Iraq, Nick and his unit returned home, all 150 soldiers. They did not lose one soldier, nor were any of them injured. The power of prayer is awesome. Again, those were stories, excerpts specifically from the book by Peggy Joyce Ruth and Angie Shum, Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection. Now sharing from a sister book by a similar title, Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection by Peggy Joyce Ruth. Here's a story that's actually shared that was originally shared by Corey Tinboom. Many people came to know and trust the Lord during World War II. One was an Englishman who was held in a German prison camp for a long period of time. One day he read Psalm 91. Father in heaven, he prayed, I see all these men dying around me, one after the other. Will I also have to die here? I am still young, and I very much want to work in your kingdom here on earth. He received an answer. Rely on what you have just read and go home. Trusting in the Lord, this soldier got up and walked into the corridor toward the gate. A German guard called out, Prisoner, where are you going? I am under the protection of the Most High, he replied. The guard came to attention and let him pass. For Adolf Hitler was known as the Most High. The soldier came to the gate where a group of guards stood. They commanded him to stop and asked where he was going. I am under the protection of the Most High. All the guards stood at attention as he walked out the gate. The English soldier made his way through the German countryside and eventually reached England, where he told how he had made his escape. He was the only one to come out of that prison alive. Again, a story entitled Nazi Prison Camp from one of Corey Ten Boom's book, and of course was also placed in the book Psalm 91 by Peggy Joyce Ruth. and another story in the same book by Peggy Joyce Ruth entitled Harold Barkley, Sergeant U.S. Army, written by Janie Boyd, his daughter. Sergeant George Harold Barkley served in World War II in General Patton's 320th Infantry of the U.S. Army, Company E. Continuous fear eliminated any expectation of ever returning to his wife and baby daughter. The same fear kept his wife terrified when she would see a Western Union truck delivering letters of war casualties. Once a Western Union messenger came to her door by mistake, and she said she froze with terror. Sometimes as many as 6 weeks would go by without a letter, during which time the news reported that half of Barkley's company had been killed. The Battle of the Bulge saw his whole outfit cut off from the rest of the army. Finally, however, a letter came from Harold saying that God had given him Psalm 91, and he now had absolute certainty that he would come home without even an injury. So certain was Sergeant Barkley of this promise in Psalm 91 that when the medic said they needed volunteers to go to the front lines to bring back the injured, Harold volunteered and had made repeated trips under extreme enemy fire, saving many lives. The citation for the Bronze Star he received said, "For bravery," but Harold insisted that it was not bravery, since he knew nothing would happen to him because of the covenant promise God had given him in Psalm 91. When he came home without a scratch, it was obvious that angels had indeed borne him up in their hands, allowing no evil to befall him. A touching and a powerful story, again entitled, written about Sergeant Harold Barkley. The next one is a story about Jimmy Stewart. James Stewart, Brigadier General, U.S. Air Force. It is not surprising that James Stewart felt a call to serve his country during World War II. He came from a very patriotic family with a military history. Both of his grandfathers served in the Civil War, and his father fought in the Spanish-American and First World War. Stewart, prior to World War II, learned to fly and received his private pilot's license in 1935. He enlisted in the Army on March 22, 1941. Though he desired to fly as a combat pilot, he was at first used mostly for publicity. At his own expense, he took additional private flight training so he could qualify for combat. He received his commission after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Early in the war, Jimmy Stewart served as a bombardier trainer. He was eventually qualified on B-17s and was attached as operations officer with the 445th Bomb Group, 703rd Squadron. Within a month, he was put in command of the squadron. From 1944 to 1945, he served as the Chief of Staff for the 2nd Combat Wing, 2nd Division, 8th Air Force. Throughout the war, he carried with him a copy of the 91st Psalm, a gift from his father. When Stewart enlisted in the Army, Air Corps, and prepared to go overseas, his father was overcome with emotion. Stewart's father choked up when he tried to bid him farewell, so he wrote a note for his son to read en route. After being shipped out, Jimmy read what his father had been unable to say out loud. The note read, "My dear Jim boy, soon after you read this letter, you will be on your way to the worst sort of danger. Jim, I am banking on the enclosed copy of the 91st Psalm. The thing that takes the place of fear and worry is the promise of these words. I'm staking my faith in these words. I feel sure that God will lead you through this mad experience. I can say no more. I only continue to pray. Goodbye, my dear. God continue to bless and keep you. I love you more than I can tell you. Dad." Mr. Jimmy Stewart held Psalm 91 dear to his heart, saying, "What a promise for an airman. I placed in his hands the squadron I would be leading. And as the psalmist promised, I felt myself borne up." His family's prayers for his safe return were answered. After 20 combat missions, Jimmy Stewart returned home, a decorated hero and unharmed. Again, a powerful testimony about the actor Jimmy Stewart. Again, we've been sharing excerpts from two books written by Peggy Joyce Ruth, specifically God's Shield of Protection, Psalm 91 by Peggy Joyce Ruth, and then another book by Peggy Joyce Ruth and her daughter Angie Shum, Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection and What the Psalm Means for You and Those You Love. And I would encourage every listener, again, email us to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer, because again, we're encouraging you both to get it, to pray it over yourself and over your family every day, but also please do email us to get it and forward it, send it to every person in the armed forces that you know. And actually, not only armed forces, but persons that work in law enforcement as well. And anyone that works that finds themselves in a position where they will often be in harm's way, that would be a great person to send it to. I would encourage you to take it very serious. This is a wonderful, powerful weapon of protection God has given us in His Word. Great to put it to use. Again, my email is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send you a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer. Please take it, use it for yourself and your family, and email it to any and everyone God puts on your heart, including all the servicemen and women that you may know. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.